Well, I think Iran is attacking the two vulnerabilities of U.S. empire. And we'll cover this. We'll sort of section this out and cover it in a series of segments. First, it's attacking the forward position U.S. military bases, the bases that have encircled it. And it's sort of a strategic jujitsu. Those bases are running out of interceptors, and they're being hit day after day with Shahed drones, and ballistic missiles. And they're causing U.S. casualties. They're forcing evacuations. U.S. diplomatic personnel are being evacuated. Iran is hitting residential towers. They have the intelligence and the reconnaissance to be able to determine where U.S. personnel, diplomats, CIA spooks, and soldiers are staying. And they're hitting them with relative precision. They said they would do this, but the U.S. launched this war anyway. And now the U.S. is in retreat, which is why a third aircraft carrier is being introduced into the theater of conflict, because it's difficult to launch planes from airstrips that are under attack. The U.S. Fifth Fleet Naval Base in Bahrain is getting hammered day after day. And then the second vulnerability is the U.S. economy, the global economy, which is the basis for U.S. hegemony. And the Strait of Hormuz is the choke point for causing an economic catastrophe globally. And the Trump administration has no answer for this at all. No answer. Here's Donald Trump being asked about the Strait of Hormuz, if I can load this. And you should, it's worth paying attention to his comments about Hormuz and the comments by his energy secretary, Chris Wright, because they're delusional.
Riding free range over that country. And now we're going to look very strongly at the straits. The straits are in great shape. We've knocked out all of their boats. They have some missiles, but not very many. I think we're in very good shape. The main thing is we have to win this. They win it quickly, but win it. And there are many people, I'm just watching some of the news. Most people say it's already been won. It's just a question of when. When do we stop? We don't want to let it regrow. And ideally, we'd like to see somebody in there that knows what they're doing. In other words, they can build a country.
I mean, it's absolutely delusional. We have control over the straits. And he's still talking about a Venezuela scenario. He's falling back on the original talking points and the mentality that he went in with, which have already dissolved. And here's the reality inside the in the Strait of Hormuz. I mean, this was a U.S. tanker yesterday. Boom, up in flames. Oh, we took out the Iran's navy. Trump was joking about blowing up a Iranian frigate that was coming back from naval exercises in India with no weapons, killing over 100 sailors, refusing to pick them up as they drowned. He thinks taking out naval ships is the answer to the Strait of Hormuz when Iran has drone boats. I mean,
Exactly.
it has drones, it has torpedoes of its own, it has up to 5,000 naval mines,
Yeah,
including
exactly.
like limpet mines and smart mines that can actually be moved
Yeah.
that are impossible to demine.
And mobile rocket launchers that it can fire from its shores because it's right there, which
Yeah,
are
they can
impossible.
fire mines, they can
Yeah.
launch mines into the
Yeah.
Strait of Hormuz.
So Trump is bragging because he blew up some unarmed Iranian Navy ship off the coast of India, as if that's going to impact Iran's ability to control the Straits of Hormuz. It's completely clueless. And just, I also have to say, there's a last comment where he talks about someone who can help rebuild the country as he's destroying it, as him and Israel have targeted more than 17,000 civilian sites
Yeah.
so far, at least, according to the Financial Times.
Well, it's really the economy that will decide this. Fertilizer prices are going up by something like 30%, which means U.S. producers are getting hammered to simply produce farm goods to bring to market is that much more expensive. In Los Angeles, there's one gas station that now is selling regular gas for over $8 a gallon. Gas prices nationally are going up by, they're starting to go up over 50%. The average gas price in southern in Los Angeles County is over $5. Oil is now $100 a barrel. It could go to $200 a barrel if this continues for another month, and there's no reason to believe it will not. This can cause inflation. The affordability crisis is already hurting Trump. And so I think Trump has just already lost the war politically. He has no solution to this. Chris Wright, his energy secretary, who is a scam artist, as I'll explain momentarily, has said that they'll open up the Strait of Hormuz and ships will start moving in 2 to 3 weeks. In 2 to 3 weeks, what will oil prices be? And that's not even true. And so here, the talking points have gone out to all of Trump's lackeys. Like, he's lost Tucker Carlson. He's lost Megyn Kelly. Laura Ingraham on Fox News is now moving away from Trump and starting to criticize the war. Ann Coulter slamming the war. Anyone who's remotely independent within the Republican commentariat or the right-wing commentariat is moving away from Trump and moving away from this war. And everybody else is just a paid puppet. And so the paid puppets and the tools and the Trump administration flax have new talking points. And this is what they're telling the bootlicking MAGA base that is following Trump around the country to see Jake Paul on a national short bus tour.
This is a short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain with long-term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes, but we've got some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain.
Short-term pain.
We have to focus on the short-term.
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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term.
Yeah. Hopefully this is a short-term pain.
Short-term is highly outweighed of the long-term benefits.
Some short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
This is...
It kind of reminds me of like flatten the curve from the COVID era, or like stop the spread. Flatten.
We will flatten the curve. We need only two more weeks. I'm Anthony Fauci.
But what is the long-term gain?
Exactly. What's long-term gain? Israel gets to steal more Middle Eastern land with less resistance. I mean, that's like, they can't even explain that because they can't even explain why they went to war. They've offered up the most ridiculous set of excuses I've ever seen, all of which are in contradiction. Trump said Iran was 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. His White House Press Secretary Karen Levitt said that Trump felt as if Iran was going to attack U.S. troops, and that was based on a conversation with Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, yeah, who doesn't even have a government position. And then like Marco Rubio, he tried out the thing, well, Israel was going to attack, so we had to attack. Then he walked that back. And then he said, well, because Iran was building a missile shield to protect itself so it could build a nuclear weapon in the future, which doesn't even make sense because A, Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapons program, and B, if they tried to have one, then the U.S. and Israel would just nuke them anyway. So a missile shield wouldn't even protect them. It's so incoherent. And so now they're trying to put forward a long-term gain that they can't even articulate either because it's all just so transparently for the gain of Israel.
The long-term gain was supposed to be, we come in and assassinate the Ayatollah, the Iranian people rise up, another neocon fantasy, and then they get the Persian Delcy Rodriguez to negotiate all these deals. That's how stupid they are. Of course, the Likudniks surrounding Trump are much more devious and understood that that would never happen. They just wanted to drag the U.S. into Netanyahu's 40-year plan. But Trump, he clearly believed that. He's that stupid. Netanyahu finally found someone stupid enough to do it. He's very, I mean, he's unbelievably stupid. He's possibly stupider than George W. Bush. He's just a lot more amusing. He's like, he'd be like a great guy to like, well, you know, Bush was pretty amusing. I'd probably like, you know, if Bush had never been president, he probably would have been more fun to hang out with than Al Gore, like when Bush was drinking or something. But I mean, these are deeply stupid people. And not just that, the Trump administration is the most corrupt. It's just, there's nothing to compare it to. The Trump administration is the most corrupt administration in American history. It's like, it makes Hunter Biden look like Ralph Nader.
Oh, for sure.
It's
not even close.
This is, you know, and a lot of people don't see the subtext here, but this is the Energy Secretary, Chris Wright, who, of course, he's just an industry guy. He ran some oil service company before he came in. So he's going to go back into the oil industry, and he's milking this war. A post by U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright saying that the U.S. Navy had escorted an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz was deleted on Tuesday, minutes after his account had posted it. Why did he do that? And why does he keep saying the Strait of Hormuz would open? Because he brought oil prices down to $80 a barrel, again, Brent crude. And then once he deleted his post, it went back up to 100. So we have to assume that Chris Wright and a bunch of administration insiders had placed a put on Brent crude and were actually profiting from his public messaging, and that they're moving markets through their false, mendacious public messaging to profit from the crisis, the oil crisis, the kind of new Suez crisis that Trump created with his war for Israel. And Trump came out today and confirmed that.
Yeah.
This is wild. The United States is the largest, this is Donald J. Trump. The United States is the largest oil producer in the world by far. So when oil prices go up, we make a lot of money. Okay.
So who's we? Who's we here?
Yeah, exactly. What's like how he said he didn't want to lower, you know, didn't want to make homes more affordable to own because it would hurt homeowners. So we is the Epstein class. We is the elite crony world of Scrooge McDuck billionaires who paper their homes, like who like insulate their homes with bulk bought books by Donald Trump Jr. Like, we are the people who own Polymarket. We is this like cretinous class of 0.1%ers. And the Americans are getting hurt by what I would call the Trump War for Israel tax, or TWIT. You're paying at the pump because Trump waged a war for Israel, and he was paid and bribed to do it by Miriam Adelson.
It's like when Joe Biden launched the proxy war in Ukraine, and then energy prices skyrocketed because he was cutting off Russian energy. He started calling it Putin's price hike, right? Yeah. It didn't land. It didn't land because it was Biden's price hike. And TWIT, that's great. Trump's war for Israel tax, that's exactly right. People will have to pay the price because Trump decided to do Netanyahu's bidding. It's not even a question.